ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, we're starting the fourth perek. The Mishnah says, Echad dinei memaynes, echad dinei nefashis, bedrisha v'chakira. Both dinei mamonis and dinei nefashis, they both need drisha and chakira. They both have to inspect the edim and ask them the questions, like it's going to be explained in the subsequent plata, the different questions that are asked to the edim that are going to drisha and chakira. Shenema mishpat echad yilachem, because it says mishpat echad yilachem, and we learn that from mishpat echad yilachem, that the dinim of dinim nefashis are similar, are hekish to the dinim of dinim ominous, and it says in the pasuk, but dinim nefashis with the rashtav v'chakarta hetev, and we learn out that dinim ominous similarly needs drisha v'chakir. Then the Mishnah says, ma'am bein dinim ominous the dinim nefashis, and the Mishnah proceeds to say 10 differences between 10 halachas that we have by dinim nefashis that are different than those halachas by dinim ominous. So the obvious question is, when the Mishnah started saying that for Jewish and Chakir the same, because we have a Joshua Mishpat Echad Yilachem, and there has to be one Mishpat for Dinim Minus and Dinim Nefashis, so what's the pshat and all the differences between the Dinim Minus and Dinim Nefashis that we have? Why should they be different? Why wouldn't Mishpat Echad Yilachem make them the same? And Bemis and Tyson of Bezim and Bez asks his Kasha, and at that point he blies with the Sarachian. But Tyson's here, he says, these Mishnayos are talking about things that are in regard to schus and chayva, that you pay schun l'schus, and you matan, you need matan al pi shnayim l'chayva, and al pi echad l'schus, and a kom l'am l'schus, and a kom l'am l'chayva, etc. And the fact that the Gemara Din L'chayva can't be done on the same day, by Din Nefashis have to wait another day, that's also in order to find the S'chus. Says the Din by Din Nefashis that the Eibishter wanted that we should not be quick to kill somebody. V'tzilu Eida, we're trying to find the S'chus, try to make sure that the Nidin does not get killed. And that only applies to Din Nefashis, it doesn't apply to Din Mamanis. You can't learn that from a Hekesh, because that whole Din Manat Shayach B'chalal by Din Mamanis. And the Ran asks, that's true for most of the Mishnah. But the Etzim Din L'mashal, that Dinim Mamaynis is B'shloisha, and Dinim Nefashis Etzim B'shloisha, the first thing the Mishnah said, that wouldn't apply exactly, you don't find S'chus and Chayv in that way. But that, the Ran says, is not really Shver, because the Psukim, by Dinim Mamaynis, you learn out from the Psukim, like the Gemara had in the beginning of the first Perek, that it says three times Elohim in the Pasuk, and Mamayli, you learn out from there, that you need three. And by Dina Nefashis, it says, V'shaftu Eidah, V'tzila Eidah, Eidah's 10. So there it says you need 23. So since the Pasuk is a specific drasha in regard to Dina Mamaynis that you need 3, and a specific drasha in regard to Dina Nefashis, you need 23. So it's not shaykh to say Mishpat Echad to put them together when the Psukim Lahed, you put them apart. And most of the other things is Negei Atakat Eschus and Chayva. But factor on, the last thing in the Mishnah, Dine Mamanis Atmeis Vataris Meschila Min HaGadol, Dine Nefashis Meschila Min HaTzad, that when you start the count, you ask the Dayanim what they hold, and everyone gives their opinion, so we could see where the majority opinion is, that Dine Mamanis, we start from the Gadol of the Bezdin, and Dine Nefashis, we Dafka start from the Katan Min HaTzad. Factor on, what does it have to do with Schus and Chayva? That's nothing to do with Schus and Chayva. That's a procedural thing. So if you have a limud, l'mashal by dinin nefashis, to start min atzad, why would Mishpat Echad Yilachem teach you that that limud would apply to dinim aminis as well? Tosfek the Chedushi Aran, and the Duran. And Vaisis is more. You have to say that Mishpat Echad Yilachem is only regard to the Iker Din, the Iker Edus, the Kabbalah's Edus, how the Iker Din is done. Mashenkein, a procedural thing, like who starts the question, do you start from the Gadol, or do you start Min Atzad, Mishpat Echad doesn't apply to that. Mishpat Echad is the Mishpat. Whether you do Jewish of the Kiv the Edom, that's the Gufa Mishpat. So mainly there you'd have Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Mashenkein, if you start, who start, says the first opinion? Is it the Gadol or is it the Katan? That's not in the Etzim Gufa Mishpat, and Mimela Mishpat Echad Yilachem won't apply to that case. But Kenira Taisus holds that this also has a din of Schus and Chayva. Taisus doesn't rule it out. Taisus Vaisus holds that whether you start from the Gadol or you start from the Katan is also a din of Schus and Chayva. So the Aruch Leir says, the Rashi and Naflam and Vav, that says that you start from the Gadol, you don't start from the Gadol, I mean, because it's Lysan al-Riv, and we darshan Lysan al-Rav, Lysach l'gamufash b'bezdin. So Rashi says, that's why we don't start from them, d'l m'chaz l'chayva v'loy palgina alay, v'maskila min atzat. Why did Rashi say, d'l m'chaz l'chayva? Let Rashi say anything that he might say, you won't argue. Vais dais, the din of Lysan al-Rav, the din not to start from the Gadol, is because the Gadol might say chayva, and they won't argue on him. So Kipshut Dayan Din of Isan al Riv and Azai State in the Ran and the Mukiyasif near Azai State in the Rambam, Nilchas and Ejim, Perigur al Achavav, that the Pshat is, not the Pshat, you're not allowed to argue on the Godless of Abestin. Avad, you're allowed to argue on the Godless of Abestin. The Pshat is, people might be reluctant to argue on the Godless of Abestin. Mukiyasif says, Mefurish, even if the Godless said his opinion, and if you hold not like him, you're mechuyev to say your own opinion. You're not allowed to mevatel dastim. That's why you're on the Sanhedrin here. It's not considered a good Sanhedrin if you hold not that way, and you don't say what you really hold because the Godless said faket. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Shem Yishal Yirtzu Lach LeGolov. We'll speak about this more, Beis Hashem, when we get to Daf Lamed Vav. But as though you could learn that the Pshat is, that's them. We don't want the Gadol Shu'a Bezdin having undue influence here. We want that the people should say their real opinion. That will come out of more Mishpat Emes. When you have everyone saying their own opinion, everyone hears everyone's real opinion without influence. So Mela, that will come out from the Klolius. Everyone will hear all the different opinions. They'll be able to form their own opinion more. It will come out more of a Psak Emes Lamitai. So that Svara would apply Saiba Dinim Amani, Saiba Dinim Fashis. That's what the Ran is L'chari Taining. But Rashi is mashman, it's not the vart. Chvesnish, ken zayn lagabe the din emes lamita, maybe it's good to hear the Gadol first. I'm not sure. The ik of vart the Rashi is saying is that the pshat is he might say l'chayiv, and then there'll be less of an influence of schus. There'll be more of a netiya towards chayiv. So ken zayn shittas Rashi is that dosa lane to get the din to be more emes. Could be the Milas and Chesreinus. Could be if the Gadol speaks first, you'll hear from the Gadol first, maybe that'll be more of a Din Emes that way. But the problem is a Din of Schus. We want to make sure in case the Gadol says a Din of Chayiv, so Zicha, there'll be more of a Tzad for Chayiv. You see, Stam, we always try to make Schus. You don't wait overnight. If they pass on the Schus, you don't wait overnight. And if you pass on the Chayiv, then you do wait overnight. And a Talmud that wants to say a schus, we listen to him. And a Talmud that wants to give a svar for chayiv, we don't listen to him. So we want the court to be more biased for schus and for chayiv. And if you're going to speak to the Gadol first, the Gadol, if he's going to say chayiv, so you're not going to have the bias for schus. It's sad to add some emes lamita, it could be better, or it could be the same. But the bias for schus you won't have. You'll have a bias for chayiv, which is a steer to the schus. That's Mustam what Taisus held. So Mel, the whole din of Paiskim and Atzad doesn't pass by mum, and it's Stam a din to make schus. It's not a din, Stam a tzad the mitus of the din. As if a shtech berich, that's what Aruch Leir says to answer the Ran's kasha. With a little isophis for myself. The Rishash asks, why didn't the Mishnah also say the din that Edis Miechedis is good for mumminis, but not for nefashis? If the Edis didn't see each other, so for Mammonis, it's good. They don't have to see each other. But for Nefashis, they have to see each other. They have to be Rein Elu as Elu. Edis Miched, this doesn't work for Dini Nefashis. Tais Ben Peretz already asked this kasha. Tais Ben Peretz says that the reason is because the Mishnah is only discussing the dinim of the dayanim, of the din Torah. What the dayanim have to do, the Hilchus Sanhedrin, the Hilchus Dayanim. Eidus Michedus is the din Hilchus Eidus. Which Eidus is good, that's not what the Mishnah is discussing. Could be that's why you don't have Mishpat Echad Lagai Be'edus Michedus, because it's not a din in the Mishpat, it's a din in the Eidus, a different thing. Even though it's negayat to what the Bezdin does, but the Pshat is not a din mitzad Hilchus Bezdin. It's a din mitzad Hilchus Eidus, which Eidus is good for din Nefashis and din Imamanis. You don't have Mishpat Echad for that. Or it could be like Taisa says, that Mishpat Echad is only coming for something which is not totally in Schus and Chayva. Could be the din that Eidus Michedus, you learn that from Layomas of Pi Eid Echad, that Eid Echad means Eidus Michedus. If the Eidus aren't coming together, they didn't see it together, it's a din Layomas of Pi Eid Echad. That's a din of schus. That's a din of being matzil the nidin. And mail on that, it doesn't pass the din of mishpat echad. And now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara is a kasha, dini mamanis min bin and jewish of a chakira. It says in the Mishnah that echad dini mamanis vechad dini nefashis be jewish of a chakira. The Gemara says, avaraya dini mamanis is not ni jewish of a chakira. Because it says, shtarish is man akasa becha benisim b'shmita, ubeidva meecha matemidim ashtar zeh. The Shtar was written the specific date, the first day of Nisan and Shemitah, and Edom says, how could you have signed the Shtar? You were nowhere near there, you were with us at that date. Shtar kosher ve'edav ksherim. The Shtar is kosher, the Edom are kosher. Chashin Hashem achruva v'kesvu. Rashi says they actually wrote it on Echad b'Nisan, the date that they wrote in the Shtar, it's just that they witnessed the Halvon, and the Malvat told them to write the Shtar. Well, the Leiva told them to write the Shtar, I mean, they witnessed the Halvon at an earlier date, and they only wrote it that date. Other Rishonim are bothered why Rashi had to say it that way. Why can't you say that they wrote the Shtar earlier, but they put in a post-dated Shtar, they wrote in a later date? They won't go into that so much. Al-Kabana, the Gemara, Sakasha, Isak, Adait, Rabin, and Jishu, Chakira, Hech, Rashin, and Shemachru, Vikasvu. You're going to tell me that you need Jewish of a Chakira, how could you possibly say that maybe they wrote it later? So the Gemara is mafab a little bit. The Gemara says, Amr Abchanin and Dvar Teir Echad Dini Mamayna Esechad Dini Nefashis with Jewish of a Chakira, Shanema Mishpat Echad Yilachem, Umata Mamma Dini Mamayna Esleven Yishakira, Kadei Shleitinol Delasif Neilovin. And really, Dini Mamayna needs Jewish of a Chakira Midaraisa, Midarabana, they took off the requirement of Jewish of a Chakira. So people shouldn't hesitate from lending money. They should be able to understand, they'll be able to get the money back easier in court. If you're going to require a Jewish Hakira, they're afraid the Eidim won't be able to withstand the Bezin's investigation, so they won't want to lend the money in the first place. Mar says, other Terutzim, Rava says the difference between Dine Knossos and Eidos Malvais. Rapapa says the difference between Dim Merum and Din Sheine Merum. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll go into that a little bit at the end of the Shem. But the Rishonim point out, they all mask him to Rabbi Chanina, that by Da'as Falvais, Be'etzim, there was a din of Jewish Vachkirim in their Isa. And the Rabbanan took it off, Shleitinol Dalas with Neilovin. Just Rava held that it's fair to say our mission is only going on the din of their Isa. So Rava said that our mission will be going even after the Takanas Chachamim by Dine Knossos. And our Papa said it's fair to say our mission is Dafka by Dine Knossos. So our mission is going, even by Da'as Vavayis, even after the Tkanas Chachamim, by a specific case of Din Maruma. That's the Gemara. But this Tuma Halchim and the Rishonim had to understand the Gemara's Kasha. What was the Raya from the Shtar that the fact that when you mazim the Eidei Ashtar, you say Imanu Yisem, you say Shem Achru V'Kesvua, when do you see from there that you don't need Jisha V'Chakira? And from this, we'll get to also discussing a machlekes Rishonim, what's the din if the Eidim will machash each other b'chakiris? Another in Yonim HaMestahafim. The Anurma explains the Gemara's Kasha that if you need Jisha v'chakir, what does it help to say Echru v'kasvu? Even if the Echru v'kasvu is zok the Anurma, it's still going to be possible. And the Chari means because it's missing Jisha v'chakir. It's Gebait. On the Dini Jisha v'chakir, which are in the beginning of the fifth perik, the Mishnah in the fifth perik, the Mishnah explains that there's two things, it's chakiris and bedikais. Chakiris means to ask them exactly when the Eidus was, which Shemitah, which year, which month, which day of the week, which day of the month, and which hour, and also which place, exactly the time and place of the thing. That's called chakiris. And benikas are all other information that you'll ask them exactly what you saw, different details of the edus. And the Mishnah explains that b'chakiris, if they say they don't know, the edus is batal. B'dikis, if they say they don't know, the edus still could be kayim. They say they don't know different details that happened, it's fine. Only if they contradict themselves. One aid says one detail. One aid says that it was a white wallet. And the other one says a black wallet. So then, edus and betela. But if they say they don't remember the color of the wallet, okay, not a problem. That's called, that's not a problem. But chakiris is a problem. And the Gemara explains, on Nefem Alephim Abeis, that if they don't know the chakiris, it's the edus she'iyat yachal azima. Edus has to be ba'ifin that people could be mazim this edus. If they don't know when it happened, if they claim they don't remember exactly the date, they remember the story very well, they don't remember the date. But now, how are you going to mazim them? How are you going to say at that time it was imanu yisem when they never told you what time the edus was? They don't remember what time the edus was. Well, if they don't tell you the place, how could you say imanu yisem in a different place if they didn't even say the place where it was? Maybe it happened in that place. So that's why the Gemara says you can't say any adeya to any of the chakiris. It's the edus she'tiyachal azima. So Pashas, that's what the Yad Raman means, that even if they were ma'achirit, it's still going to be possible because they never told us when it was. We don't say they're lying because it didn't necessarily happen to have to happen on the date that's written in the Shtar, but then we have no idea when it happened. So we're missing the chakiris. We don't know the time. The chakiris are going to tell you the time, which mitzvah, which year, which month, the day of the month, the day of the week, the hour. And by a Shtar, we don't know the time. Even if there's a time written in the Shtar, but if Mazimim come, we say that that wasn't the time. So what was the time? We have no idea. So it's Eidah Shetiach HaLazima, as I state in the Yad Ramah. All he says is it will be possible. That's what he means. The Ran also says it's Eidah Shetiach HaLazima. The Teres Chaim says it's the Ravan. Kama Rishayim and Achreinim learn that's the Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. So what's the Gemara's Teres? You don't need Yishuvah Chakir. So Muki Yosef says, it means you don't need Eidah Shetiach HaLazima by Dinim Aminis, because you really can't be Mazim them. You don't know exactly when it happened. You don't have Jewish Vechkira. You don't ask the Eidim when it was. The Eidim tell you they saw this and this story, and they saw him borrow the money, or whatever the case was by Dinim Aminis. And they don't tell you when it was. So you can't be Mazim them. So Mela, you don't need Eidah Shetiach HaLazima. So there's a shmuz in the Paiskim about this Nakuda. There's a long shach in Siman Lamed Gimel, Sifkan Da Zayin, where there the Ramah brings what he says, a machloikis rishonim, is there a din of eidah shetiach HaLazima by mamon or not? The Ramah, this man, they bring a machloikis rishonim, they name on that be'etzim by mamon, also you need eidah shetiach HaLazima, there's a psul of eidah shetiach HaLazima. But they say not all rishonim hold that way, and one of them is this Nemuki Yosef that says, that l'maskani, you don't need Jisha v'chakir, that means you don't need Eidah Shetiach HaLazima. So the Shach says it's not true. Shach has a lot of rayas he brings from Gemaris and Rishonim, Rambam, that avadi you need Eidah Shetiach HaLazima. The Taina de Shach, the Pshat is that you don't need Jisha v'chakir, meaning Normal, there's a halacha that you have to go and make sure that you facilitate the Yachal Azima al yidei that you ask the Eidim clearly all the Sheva Drishas, all the Chakiris, which meet to which year, which month, which day of the month, which day of the week, which hour, which place. So the Eidim will say with the clerk at what it is, and then you'll be able to mazim the Eidim. So that's necessary to ask them lehedya. Hashengev Eidine Mominis, you don't need Yachal Azima means that you don't have to facilitate the Azama by asking them these questions, but you could assume that it's Yachal Azima, you could assume that they know the answer, you could assume they know exactly what time and place it was. So maybe let's call Yachal Azima. But let's say you ask them, and they don't know, they say they don't know, or let's say they were Machish B'chakiris, Tainet Deshach Avad will be puzzled, because Avad the din is Be'edis, also you need Edis at Yachal Azima. It brings a lot of rice. So the Shach holds, if the Eidim don't say exactly the time and the place, that's Kasha by Mominus, because we assume that they know the time and the place, and Mamela we assume it is called Yachal Azima. Masha'en Kain, if we would Taka ask them, if whatever it is, the Bezdim would by mistake ask them, or for any reason we'd find out the Eidim don't know the time and the place, or if the Eidim were machish each other b'chakiris, so then Taim Deshach Havanu be possible, because he has a lot of rayas of other be'edim. Also, you need edus shat. Even by mamonis, you need edus shat the yachal azima. But Taim at the urim v'tumim on the shach, it doesn't make any sense. Edus shat yachal azima has nothing to do with them knowing the time and the place. That's not the point. The point is they have to say the time and the place. The fact that they know the time and the place is not going to help us be mazim them. What's the difference if they know the time and the place? But if they never said it, how can you mazim them? If you mazim them, they could always say it was a different time and a place. How is anyone going to say manu ayisem? Might not even if they know it or they don't know it. It's a pelot shach. Command is hard to teach the pasha to teach verta. Thus tainet durim v'tumim. He says that's the maskan. That's the askama. Pei Yeshuin in Ksuvus Daf Chafalef in the Kuntri Sachan also says, S'maisim b'chol yayim. Avada, they don't have to know. Even if they say klar, they don't know when it happened. It's avada good by dinim ominous. Now, tainet the tumim, so what is Rishonim? The Maisa, the Shach brings good rayas from Shas, from Rishonim, Kabbana from Rishonim, klar. And they also say in different time, in different places, that there is a psul of Eidesha, She'iyat yachal azimah by mominus also. What's the pshat? So he says like this. Eidesha'at yachal azimah includes two things. One includes that it has to be a chance that the people should come in and be able to say manu yisim on these eidus. So there, by mominus, you don't need that. Because it's impossible for anyone to say manu yisim on the eidus. They didn't tell us what time it happened. They didn't tell us what place it happened. And memela, no one could say manu yisim. It's impossible. It's an impossibility. Avada, yene eidus at yachal azimah, you don't need by mominus. But there's another thing. Let's say punkt, in this eidus, they would happen to tell us the time and the place. And people will imazen them. And for whatever technical reason is, they won't get any einish. So that's another problem of yachal azimah. So that applies by mominus also. The eidus has to be a zasart eidus that if they would be Muslim, they would get an einish of kashir zama. That's another din of Eidesh et Yachal Azimah. Yenid din applies by Mammon as well. The whole takana to take away Jewish of Echakira is to go and say that we don't have to know the time and the place of the Eidesh. So Kumtais practically will never be able to masim the Eidesh, but that's good mitakana skachamim. But the other din of Yachal Azimah, that they have to be, that when they become Muslim, they'll be punished, will accept them as imam, and will punish them. If there's a technical reason why not, like those are the reasons with which the Rishonim were discussing this halacha. Like Lamasha, let's say the Edom are kravim to the Dayanim. The Dayanim are relatives of the Edom. So if Mazim would come, the Dayanim won't be able to accept the Mazimim because they can't accept Edus on the kravim. So such a thing means even if there were to be Hazama, we wouldn't be able to fear duch the parish of Hazama. That's another din of Yachal Azimah. That din would apply by din of Amunis as well. But Al Kopanim Ulfilis Rishonim, the Ran, the Adramah, like we said, the Kash of the Gemara was that you see that you don't need Jisha V'Chakira because by Shtaris, we have absolutely no idea when it happened. The Eidus are not telling us when it happened. You have a Zman and the Shtar, but if Mazimun would come, you could always say it's not the correct Zman, a Chruv V'Kasvu. So Kumtais, the whole point of Chakiris is to be able to pin down the Eidim and make it Yachal Azimah, and by Shtar, you don't have that. So Vel Tzirai, that Mominists do not need Jisha V'Chakira. The Gemara says, "Any chenami, mominus do not need Jisha v'chakira." And the Pasha says, like the Tumim says, even if there's mamish no way to pin down the Edom and be mazim them, that's why it's good, but the kanas chachamim. Even though maybe other dinim of Yachal Azimah you might need. Now there's a machlokes Rishonim, what's a din if they're huchesh b'chakiris? What's a din? Not if they say they don't know. That's a machlokes Rishonim, like we said. And Rav Achreinim, Rav Feiskim them on, if they say they don't know the chakiris, that's the same thing as if you didn't ask them the chakiris. That's kosher. But what's a din if they happen to talk about what when it was, and one eight says it wasn't a certain day, and the other eight said it was a different day. So they're machish each other b'chakiris. What's a din? So we had a gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Eidus ha-machashes zu ha-zu b'bedikais k'sheir b'dinei mamanis. If they machish each other b'bedikais, then the kosher b'dinei mamanis. B'dikais are not the exact time and place. The details about the Eidus. The details about the Eidus. So there he said, if the Machish themselves are B'dikas, it's Kasha B'dinim Amunis. That would sound like in Chakiris, it's possible B'dinim Amunis. And that's a psak of the Rambam. And El Chesed, this parak Gimel, Alacha Gimel, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Chayishim Mishma, Simulam, it's Siv Beis, that if the Machash each other b'chakir, you say, this is Batul. Now the Shach, that brings down the Ravon, actually in a lot of Tfusim, it says the Ramban, but they say it's a Tayyusayf, it's not the Ramban, it's really the Ravon. But the Shach brings down the Ravon, it's in Sim Mem Gimel, we have it in the Ravon, the Tshuva, to the Rabbani Regensburg, that the kasha of the machish b'chakiris, and the Ravon's raya is, because the Gemara says, that you don't need chakira, that they mevatel din of chakira b'dinim amenis. So since we hold you don't need chakiris b'dinim amenis, who would then, when the machish each other b'chakiris, it would be kosher? But like we said, the Shulchan Aruch passes not the way, the Rambam holds not that way. So the Shach, in Simon Lama Gimel, he brings us as a riot, as you cite. He says, what's the pshat that we're mechalat between a chashu b'chakiris and a chashu b'dikas? What's the difference between the two? By din and fashis, they're both pasul. So why by din and mamanis we say that by b'dikas the kasha and b'chakiris the pasul? Tain at the shach, because you need eidesh et yachal azim and mamanis also. So male, that chashu doesn't bother us like the shach. Otherwise, it would bother us by b'dikas also. One says one way, one says v'kei. They say, good, one's making a mistake. In ishkeferlich, we don't mind that one's making a mistake in a detail. That's okay. That doesn't affect the Eidus by Dina Mamanis, only by Dina Nefashis. But the Chilik is, Zak Deshach, because you need Eidus Shetiach HaLazimah. We have to know what time and the place was Be'etzim. We have to know it, because we have to be able to imazim them. So if they say any day Lefi Deshach, or they machish each other, so it's Eidus Shetiach HaLazimah, and Memel, it's possible. But like we said, it's hard to understand the Shach, because if they don't say it at all, it's Vayde Eidus Shetiach HaLazimah. So the Tumim explains that the Chakiris, usually people are medactic on. They don't know, they don't know. But if they say the exact time and date, that means they were trying to get it right. And if they're machish each other, obviously there's something fishy, somebody must be lying, or someone must be not being careful, and the male, it's Apostle Eidus. Now, Shenke and Medikas is details. Details are very hard to remember, they're easy to get mixed up. So Lefi the Tumim, and Lefi Lechaya, the Rav Peskin that Neman, that any a day is good by Chakiris, but Hachashu by Chakiris is no good. The reason why Hachashu by Chakiris is no good is because Hachashu by Chakiris, even by Mamanis, is a pshat that we're assuming there's epish vach about the Seidus, there's epish wrong with the Seidus. There's something fishy, just like Hachashu by Bedikis, by Dinin Nefashis. It's a raya that's not a good Eidus. And the Ravon knows not that way. The Ravon knows Hachashu by Chakiris, it's not a raya, it's not a good Eidus. There's no chilik bets from Chakiris and Bedikis. But Lamaisa, you don't need Chakiris at all. You don't ask the Chakiris, and even if you ask this any day, it's kosher. But Achash is a problem because Achash is a chsayin in the Eidus. The whole Eidus looks fishy, not because you're missing Chakiris. It's Achash in the Eidus. This is the pshat in the Gemara based on the Chedush Eran, the Adrama, the Mefarshim that hold that the Gemara's kasha was that you don't have Chakiris because they never told us what day it was. So Shem Echru v'kesu, you're missing Chakiris, it's Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. And the Gemara's Teretz says, you don't need Chakiris by Dinei Mamanis, that's your sign. And that's why it's good, even though the Eidim never told us what time it was, what date it was. That's the Takanas Chachamim. But Rashi has a whole different shot in the Gemara. Rashi says, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, Isak etayit l'chabin and Jewish v'chakira, hei chashin and Shem Echru v'kesu, Rashi says, "Hey, Chama Hashem Achru, Mechte Jewish of Chakir Lachushi Kasi, VeHeicha to come Schachashi Kamon Neku Anamet Tatzina LeMosayu B'Shema." The point that Jewish Chakir is to go be Machish, and here the Muchish Kamon, and we're gonna go and be Metatzinan LeMosayu B'Shema. We're gonna say maybe Achru V'Kesvu. So I have two shailas on Rashi. One is, why didn't Rashi say like the other Rishonim? Why do Rashi have to come up with a new pshat? That is, the kasha was that how could you go and say Shem Achru V'Kesvu if you need Jewish V'Chakira? And the point of Jewish V'Chakira is to see if you can be Machish to Edom, and here you are Machish to Edom, and now you're going to say maybe Achru V'Kesvu, you're going to try to fend for that kasha. That's the steer with the Jewish V'Chakira. That's Tein Rashi. Why don't you say more pashit? We have no idea when it happened, so we're missing the Chakira. This pshat from the Adrama, from the Ran, from the Teres Chaim, from the Ravon, Kama, Rishayim, and Achrayim say this pshat, it sounds like a murchach pshat. If you say Mamanis is Jewish of Chakira, Aiden that signed on a shtar, even if they write a date, we have no idea if that was the date. If mazimim come, we're going to say it wasn't the date. It's the Aiden shiat yachal azimim. We don't have the chakiris. Rashi says a whole different knach. Rashi says that since chakiris are to be machish the Aiden, so this also should be considered a achasha. If you make chakiris to see if you can make a achasha, here we have a achasha ready, and we're saying we're ignoring the achasha, we're being metaris to peshema, so steer to chakiris. Why don't you say the regular pshat? And the second R is like this. The Tshuva Shev Yankov in Simon Yadal, it says that from Rashi it's Mukhrich held like the Ravon. From Rashi it's Mukhrich that Eidim that are machish each other b'chakiris is kosher by Dina Mominus as well, not like the Rambam. And Lachai is saying very gishmak. In other words, Rashi is saying that if you need chakiris, and the point of chakiris is to get a achasha, here we have a achasha. The Eidim said it happened at this time, and we have other Eidim saying Yemanu Ayisem. So there is a achasha. I have a teretz shemachu v'kasmu. If you hold you need chakiris, that wouldn't be considered a teretz, because the whole chakiris are to see if they're machash each other. And here we have a achasha. We're not going to be metaretzit. So what's the Gemara's teretz? So we don't need chakiris. But we still have to be masbe a little bit better. Because even if you need chakiris, if you have a good teretz, it's a good teretz. It's mavur l'mashal. The Gemara says there in the fifth parak with chakiris, if one says beis b'chaydish and one says gimel b'chaydish, so we say that one that made a mistake be bur di archa. We say they're both trying to say the same day. One that made a mistake be bur di archa. One forgot. One didn't know when the chaydish started. When one says beis shayis and one says gimel shayis, people aren't so bucky exactly b'shayis. They didn't have watches in those days. They had to look at the sun. And you had to know exactly the angle of the sun, and people can't predict it so well, they can't measure it so well, and Mimela, they can make a mistake for sure. So Shaila is like this. If the teretz of a chruvik asvu is a good teretz, so even if you need chakiris, the halacha is that when you have a good teretz, even if one says one thing, one says the other thing, but you have a reason how they could be making such a mistake, so you're not mevatel v'edus. And if the teretz of a chru is not a good teretz, so why the fact that you don't need chakiris, why does that make it a good teretz? What's the pshat exactly in the shakel v'tarya? So there's a mayridik ashtikl in Reb Chaim, and Elcha say this per gimel achadal, he says pshat in the sugya mamash beautifully. Reb Chaim shtels look like this. The Rambam says that midiraisa, you need edus balpeh. Edus b'chsav doesn't work midiraisa. You're allowed to use Eidus in a shtar. The whole din of shtar is that there are abonim, and there are ices of psalm and peaks of them. So Rambana has a kashis and sefer a mitzvah sheirish beis, that he says, so how is it shayach by gittin that Isha should get married because of the get? The get could be used as a raya as well. How is it shayach that Isha should be able to get married? I mean, there are ices, there's no such thing as Eidus Shibishtar, Bishloima, by Mominus, you could say, Zatakanus Racham, Mefker Bezin Hefker, Mashenken, by Gittin, how could Chazal be Matinacious Ish with the get with Eidus Shibishtar? How's that going to work? So Reb Chaim says at Teretz, that any time the Shtar, the Torah gave it a Din Shtar, because it's being used to Shafa Chalois, to Shafa Kinyan, like Gittin, like Shtar Yemecher, Vechuli, Shtar Shechur, Shtar Kedushin, all these things that have a shame Torah Shtar, in order to shafa kinyan, those things have a din shtar, and a din shtar is memelin edus. So there's no din of a piksavim. Piksavim is when you need a goddess edus. But the shtar, you don't need a goddess edus. The shtar takes care of a goddess edus. Eidim achsum al shtar and ask me shenechre edusim ebezdin. It's already completely finished the Kabbalah edus. So memelin is no din of a piksavim. Now Shanky in the Rambam that says it's shtar is a medive seifrim, because you need edus balpeh, midir aisa, the din of a pim volume piksavim. That's talking about a shtar, which is not a shtar kinyan, just a shtar raya. A shtar raya, midiraisa, there's no such shtar. It doesn't exist such a shame shtar, midiraisa, lefida rama. A male is a psalm and being like biksavim, because it doesn't have a shtar, it doesn't have these dine, it doesn't have the dine shtar, midiraisa, there's no din of nechkara, there's no din of sefartige edus, and a male, there'll be a problem with being like biksavim. Let's tie it to Reb Chaim. Hazak Reb Chaim, I have a meridiger raya to this yisait. Because this gemara is mavur. And again, he's first learning up the Gemara, the first mahalak we have in the Gemara. That the problem with shtaris is, the reason why the Gemara is so in shtar that you don't need Jisha v'chakira, is because the shtar, you have no idea when the shtar was, even if it's a zman written in the shtar, but since you have shemachu v'kesvu, It's not Yesach HaKir, so that is still Yachal HaZimah. It's effective Chaim. So what about Gittin? The get doesn't have a zman. The Gemara says in Gittin it's kosher. The vat and nisus the vat kosher. It's only psul der rabbanon to get without a zman. So what's the pshat that a get works? So the Mugyasev says, Mugyasev asks his kasha here and says that vaisais begin also chazal were not matzuk jishiv chakira, and the reason why chazal could do it is because of kinner rabbanon kedushim minei. They could do it by gittin, even though gittin is yisurim. But if kinner rabbanon kedushim minei, they can make it the kanas chachamim that you don't need jishiv chakira out of kinner rabbanon kedushim minei. Effective Chaim, it doesn't seem to stem b'chlal. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin and Gittin, Mibnei Ma Tiknu Zman Begittin. Why do they make a takon of Zman Begittin to a different time than Shemasa Chaisim and Shemperis? L'chaira, Midaraisi needs Zman. What's from Night Tiknu Zman Begittin? Midaraisi needs Zman. Pekeret, Midaraisi needs Zman. And there are Bono who mafkir the takon of the Din Deraisa. And then they were Masakin, it doesn't seem to stem. And the Gemara says in Yavam, Mustaf Lam and Al, if you don't need Zman by Shtar Kedushin, and it is not a vart of Afkin or Abban and Kedushin Minei. It sounds like a Shtar Kedushin would work in Gansen without his man, even though Midaraisa is not Mekedeshis, and she'll be Mekabal Kedushin Me'acha would work. And who in Shtar Shichur doesn't need his man? And Lechayit is not Shaykh Afkin or Bechlal by Shtar Shichur. What's it in Mefkiah? He says if the Mefkiah, the Avdus Mitchila, then he's a guy, he won't be Yid Bechlal. And the Shtar Shichur works to make him a Yid. So Abchaim is very, very bothered with the Muki Yosef. He argues on the Muki Yosef. He says Abshat's like this. Anytime the shtar is a shtar midereisa, like a shtar kinyan, that has a din, a chaloy shem shtar midereisa, via b'chlal you don't need yishev hachakir, because nasa kem yishnech ritusim abezdin, it's already nechkar. There's no din of yishev hachakir, because there's no din of kabbalas edus, there's no din of agadus edus. It's already a fire to get edus. So mamele, you don't need any yishev hachakir, they don't have to write the zman and the place, whatever it is, the shtar is kosher without it, because there's no, the Bechlal doesn't pass the Inyan of Chakira here. The Edom, they don't need Kabbalah to say this Bechlal. So what's the Pshat in Agamar? Agamar is talking about a Shtar Ayah. A Shtar Ayah, the Rambam holds, doesn't really have a Torah Shtar. So it's Midar Rabbanan. So Midar Rabbanan, they allowed for an Edus Bechsav. They allowed an Edus to come in Bechsav, fine. But if the Pshat is you need Rish of Chakira, so then there should be matzich that the Edus Bechsav should have the same halachas of the Edus Balpeh that you need Rish of Chakira. Because Be'etzim, it's not a shtar. It's not the pshat that we don't need our Godless Edus Bechlal. That's only when it's a shtar kinyan, which has a shame shtar, it has a chaloy shame shtar. So, Me'elat Ainet Rebchaim, Enechinami. Gittin and shtar kinyan and shtar shirch and all these things would have a chaloy shame shtar. Avada, they wouldn't need a zman midereisa. You wouldn't need a zman in order to give it a din of Jishu Chakira, because you don't need Jishu Chakira. That's a din in Kabbalah's Edus. And here the Edus is fine to get ready. The Gemara's Raya, that you don't need Yishev Chakira by Mominus, is that we're talking about a Shtar Raya. Shtar Raya doesn't exist in the Raisa. And the Rabbanu was Masakin that they could accept the Shtar Raya, but the Shaila is, you can't say that it's ready if I had to get this Mechatesa. There's no such Shtar Be'etzim. So there you would need Yishev Chakira. That's tied into Chaim Shat. So male effective chayim, I bezay, the Ramban that holds not that way. The Ramban holds that shtar is all deraisa. And even a shtar ayim in deraisa has a shame shtar. So avad that pshat is that you don't need Yishev HaKira. It's good without any Yishev HaKira because it's a fire thing, hey, this is already a shtar. And like if chayim holds, it's mamash klarai, he argues on the Muki Yosef. He holds that the fact that you find that by gittin, it's mashing without it, the Kodesh Chom, you wouldn't need his man. And by Kedushin, you don't need his man. And by Shtar Shichur, you wouldn't need his man. Vaisis, you don't need Yishev Chakira. It's not a dim mitzad that dinim mominus don't need Yishev Chakira. So what was the Gemara's Raya? So Zok Deh, the Ramban learned the Gemara like Rashi. The Yisoyin Shaladvarim is, not that you're missing Zman, there's no problem missing Zman. On a Shtar, you don't have to have the Chakiras. But the problem is you have a Hoshe here. You have a chosh in the chakiris, because when the Edom are coming to your mazim, that blames a chosh in the chakiris. Oh, so tainet rebchayim. So why, if it's considered a chosh in the chakiris, is that totally if you need chakiris or not? Zok dazoi. Zok that the Torah said that Edus in Jishev HaKira, shteyden dem svei dinim. Says one dim without Jishev HaKira, it's not an Edus. And it says another din that the drisha v'chakira blinds me gufa edus. That is the etzem chefs of the edus. If you know any drisha v'chakira, so when it happened and where it happened is not negated to the edus. The edus is what happened. When it happened, where it happened, that's not the edus. Behind that you need drisha v'chakira, that becomes a chelik of the gufa edus. What happened, when it happened, where it happened, is all a migufa shel edus. That is the gufa edus. So Tainat Reb Chaim, even though you don't have to ask the Eidim, the Jewish Hakiris, it's Nasik Mishnech Reduce Him Abezdin. You don't need to know the Jewish Hakiris. But Atas, yeah, the Baal the Eidus is an Eidus that needs Hakiris, the Hakiris are Megufishal Eidus. So Melan, this is the Pshat. If Dine Mammonis would need Jewish Hakira, so even though Shtar Betzim wouldn't need Jewish Hakira, Shtar wouldn't have to, they wouldn't have to answer these questions because it's already Nasim Mishnech Yudusim Abezdin. But when they write a Zman on the Shtar, that Zman is the Guf of the Eidus. And if you have someone being Mazan the Zman that was written on the Shtar, that's our Chosh in the Chakiris, that's our Chosh in the Guf of the Eidus. So you wouldn't be able to fend for Shem and Chuv of the Kisvu. Rashegin, the Gemara says in the Maskoni, you don't need Chakiris. So that means that Chakiris are not from the Guf of the Eidus. I have a Raya, the Eidus is Shekir because they weren't there at that time. Nah, a Raya you don't have. Shem Rechu of a Kisvu. Once it's not Megufish Eidus, it doesn't bother us to Achash. We can fend for the Achasha. We can say Terusim for the Achasha. So the fear of Chaim, it's Meyushiv the Rashi, the two Kashas we asked in the Rashi. The first Kasha we asked is, why didn't Rashi learn like the other Rishayim? Why didn't he learn that the Gemara's Kasha was that if you need Rishu Chakira, I don't know what time it happened. I don't know when it happened. It's the I'm missing Jishu v'chakira. Zog Reb Chaim Parshat, because by a shtar you don't need Jishu v'chakira. If you hold like the Ramban, that all shtaris are made Isa. So the shtaris can be shnech v'dus v'bezdin. That you have to bepoil, go and be darish v'chayka the edus, is dafka the edus and a maga the edus of nebezdin, you have to make Jishu v'chakira. A shtar is an edus. A shtar is an edus without Kabbalah's edus v'bezdin. There wouldn't be a din that you would better need Jewish Hakira. And Reb Chaim's Raya is, because you see that by Gittin and by Kedushin and by Shtar Shechra and these things, when they're Isa, you don't need Zman. And by Kedushin and by Rabbanan, you don't need Zman. Vice versa, when you have a Shtar, you don't need the Hakiris. Then the Rambam holds that a Shtar Raya is different. A Shtar Raya, you don't have the Nechira. A Shtar Raya, even though the Rabbanan said you could keep the Shtar, but they still said you need the whole Torah's Eidus of the Shtar. If you need Jewish Hakira, they'd be misakin that you need the Jishu Kira and the Ksav of the Shtar. Now, Shenkin Rashi holds like the Ramban that even Shtari Raya that way. Shtari Raya also have a din Shtar Midir Aisa. And Mela wouldn't be shaykh that you would need Zman al Jishu v'chakira. So, Ayubazai, what is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that you consider Achasha. Why is whether it's considered Achasha totally if you need Chakiris or not? Teretz is, Dr. Chaim, if you need Chakiris, so even if you don't have to actually go and find out the Chakiris because it's Nech Redusim and Bezdin, but since Dine Mammon is Becholi, it's Nech Chakiris, so the Chakiris are Meguf HaShaledis. So any Achash that's there in the Chakiris will be Achash in the Guf HaShaledis, and Memela, the Edis will be Bato. And Haid that the Gemara is saying that you don't need Chakiris, the Chakiris are no longer the Guf HaShaledis, so Achash and Chakiris is not a problem. We have an answer. We can fend for the Achash, and we can say, good, Shem HaKruv HaKasvu. And that's how the Reb Chaim is learning that the Ramban is going to go like the Ravan. That Lamaisa, since we don't need Chakiris, so if the Edom are machish each other by Chakiris, that's kosher. There's no chilk Chakiris in Bedikas. Once you don't need Chakiris, the Chakiris are no longer begufish latest. Is a kosher the Chakiris the same as a kosher in the Bedikas? It's kosher. So that's the Gemara's Tais, so we don't need Chakiris, so Mel is not a problem if there's a kosher the Chakiris. That's the shtickle of Reb Chaim. And that's Miyash of the Rashi. And now let's see the Sugya Vaita. Like we already discussed, the Gemara has three pshatim. And here the Mishnah says you need Jishiv Chakira, and it's Mavur by Shtaris. You don't need Jishiv Chakira. And the Gemara says three Mahalchim. Reb Chanina had said, Midaraisi need Jishiv Chakira, Midarabanan. They took off the din of Jishiv Chakira because they tindled El Sefei Lavin. We have Ravan that says, Masnis and Dacha Bedine Knossais, Vidach Maidas Valvais. His Mish is talking about Knossais, but Knossais is still a din of Jewish of Chakira. And Maidas Valvais is no din of Jewish of Chakira. And our Papa says that both Maidas Valvais, Kamadin Maruma, Kamadin Shein and Maruma. That a din Maruma You need Yishuv HaKira. And like Taisus points out, it's not that we know that it's Merumah, that we have reason to suspect that it's Merumah. So there you're passing the din, but then you need Yishuv HaKira. And the Rishayim speak out that there's no machlokes between these three terutzim, Rav Chanina, Rav and Rav Papa. They all agree that midaraisa, everything needs Yishuv HaKira. They all agree that Dine Knossos, even midarabon, needs Yishuv HaKira. And they all could agree that the Merumah needs Yishuv HaKira. It's just a shayla, how does that sign the Mishnah? Rav Chanina said this Mishnah is talking about the din deraisa, because this Mishnah is going on all dinim amenis in all cases, and it means midaraisa, it doesn't mean midarabanan. Rava found that a daichik does that sign the Mishnah dafka midaraisa. So Rava pointed out that there's certain dinim amenis that even midarabanan need Yishuv HaKira. And our Baba didn't want to say the Mishnah is dafka talking about knosos. He says even by das avayis, because in certain cases you need Yishuv HaKira. But they all agree to each other. That is a machlekes Yishayim. And Rav is teretz that by knosos you don't need Yishuv HaKira. How much is nichlal and dine knosos? Taisus and the Rosh discuss it in the first perek. The Rosh says, because then the first perek is a discussion if you need mumchen. And the Mishnah says there dine mamnes b'shloisha and gzeros v'chavalos b'shloisha. And the Mar explains that dine mamnes is shloisha and yaitis and gzeros v'chavalos. You need shloisha mumchen, and the Gemara says midaraisa. You always need mumchen, but a dos avos you don't need mumchen. Shloik tindal dals with neilavin. The Gemara tells Surab Chanina with drisha v'chakira. So the Rosh learns it's the same gather. Wherever Chazal said you don't need mumchen, in that case you also don't need drisha v'chakira. So kum dais, it's lav dafka a dos avos that doesn't need drisha v'chakira. Everything zeilos also doesn't need drisha v'chakira. Dine Nizakim don't need Yishuv HaKira. All Dine Mamanis that Bezin, Kapaskin, and Bavel doesn't need Yishuv HaKira. That the Gemara in Achayvel speaks about in the Bava Kama, which things Bezin, Kapaskin, and Bavel you don't need Mumchen. The only thing not is Adam, that's Azik Adam, that's Loi Shriach. So Mele there, they need Mumchen. But right in the cases of Dine Mamanis do not need Mumchen. And those cases also don't need Yishuv HaKira. Taisus reads Isis Svarah. Just like you have a Svarish like Tindal Dels if they love him, you don't want that people shouldn't lend money because they'll be afraid they won't get their money back. You also want Shetindal Dels if they got Lunim, that people shouldn't have free rein to be Mazik to steal because they aid them with Yishuv HaKira. They waive the requirement of Yishuv HaKira, Kadesh Shetindal Dels if they got Lunim. But Tezin Nef Gimel holds that the way. Tezin Nef Gimel, at least in one Teretz, holds that dafka idos v'avayis don't need Yishuv HaKira. Other dinim amnes would need Yishuv HaKira. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed passages like the Rosh, that other dinim amnes do not need Yishuv HaKira. There's also a shayl in Rishayim about din merumah. A shayl is din merumah. The Rambam is mavur that din merumah needs mamish the regular din Yishuv HaKira. That they said that dinim amnes don't need Yishuv HaKira is not said by din merumah. Din merumah need the regular din Yishuv HaKira. But the Ran brings from Rabbeinu David that no, Din Merumah doesn't need a regular Din Yishuv HaKira. Din Merumah means that you have to be Darish V'Chaykir more. You have to be more careful. If you see how much you think it needs, you have to be very, very careful with these Eidim because of Din Merumah. So a little bit shver, what does the Mishnah say? Echad Dinin Nefashis, Echad Dinin Mamanis with Yishuv HaKira. It's a different type of Yishuv HaKira. Al-Kopanim, yeah, he says, because sometimes you need more. The Rivash also says this is the Siman Reish Samaches, and it's brought in the Beis Yosef Siman Lamed, that Yishuv HaKira, even by Din Merumah, doesn't need the same dinim as Yishuv HaKira, it just means to be Derish V'Chayke very stark. He was saying there, it's a very big case there, that there was a woman that got married, and after she got married, Edom came and said she was Megdeshes to someone else. And the question was, we have to accept her Edus, and she won't be able to stay married to the one she married to. So in the middle, he was discussing that the Edom who said about the Kedushin, they didn't know exactly when it was. There are any day of Bechakiris. And he says, this is a Din Merumah, to say that she got Mekudeshes in a secret way. And look, Din Merumah G'dayla Mizu. Very, very suspicious. But still he held, that wasn't enough to pass all the Edus, because you don't need Mamash Drisha Bechakira. See, the emes is a big shmuz in the Rishayim. This gets into another shmuz. We have here by dinim amenis, you don't need Yishuv HaKira. And like the Rosh says, it's come out, all dinim amenis don't need Yishuv HaKira. And dinim fashis need Yishuv HaKira. What about Kedushin and Gerushin and Ta'asir Isha Lebaila? Beis Yosef talks about it here in Siman Lamed. The Ran talks about it. Rishayim here discuss it. It's a big machlekes Rishayim. There's some Rishayim hold you do not need Yishev v'chakira by these things. They're like Mamanis. There's a Gemara at the end of Yevamis. The Gemara has a machlekes Tanoim. If Eidim that say that a husband died, did they need Yishev v'chakira? The Eidus Nashim. And the Gemara says the machlekes is that one is medamit to dina nefashis. They need Yishev v'chakira. And one says that since it's a ksuva, so since it's a ksuva, it blames like dina mamanis. So you don't need yishev v'chakira. So you can learn all these things that dina mamanis because they are. But going like the logic of that Gemara, that when there's a ksuva, it's dina mamanis, so asherin and isha l'mal is also a ksuva. Gerushin is also a gay ksuva. Kedushin is also a gay ksuva. But it's a big machlekes rishayim. Can't be ma'arich so much about the nekuda, but I want to say one inyan, one geshmak inyan. Benegay the shayla of Yishev v'chakira by Eidus Nashim. And the Neid Behuda comes with the Gevaldige Chiddush. Neid Behuda says, he says it, it's an Ebenezer Medur, Kama Simon and Ches, and he says it again in Simon Ayin Beis, in the Steerus Heter Arishain, that even if you hold that Eidus Nashim needs Yishev v'chakira, which is a shayla and he wants to mechalak, he says sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, if it's something he says that could come with Dein Nefashis, it needs Yishev v'chakira. If it's just negay issa isha labayla, it doesn't need yishev v'chakira. Baal Kopanim Edmundi says a chiddush that even if you say that you need yishev v'chakira, still if there's any day of the chakiras, it won't passel. He says like this that we mentioned this gemara earlier in this year. The gemara in the fifth verse before yishev v'chakira includes the seven chakiras, which meet to which year, which month, which day of the month, which day of the week, which hour, and which place. And it includes bedikas. You have to ask the other facts about the case. And the Gemara says, chakiras, if you say any yedeya, the edus is batal. And bedikas, if you say any yedeya, the edus is not batal. Only if they machish each other. And the Gemara says, memalef medeis. And the reason is, because bechakiras, if you're not able to say what time it was, then it's edus yeti achal azimu. We can't imagine them. They don't know. They don't say exactly the time and the place. So how can we say Imanu Yisem? It's a problem of Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azima. So Zagdin Eidah Behuda, by Eidah Kedushin, you could do Kasha Zaman by Eidah Kedushin. If Eidim say that Eish is Mekadeshis, and then two other Eidim come and say Imanu Yisem, they get an Einish? Of course not. How can you do Kasha Zaman to them? What would you do to them? Or if Eidah say Eish is Mekadeshis, and they omazim them, then you'll say that their wives are Mekadeshis from them? You don't say that. There's no Kasha Zaman. And the same thing about Eidus Asring and Isha Labayla. There's no Kasha Zama. Now there's a Taisus in Makkah's Daf Beis. The Gemara, the Mishnah there says, if Eidim come and say that someone's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, and then they found Zayman, you don't make them a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachtav, you give them Alkus. So Taisus asks a Kasha, why isn't the Eidus Shit Yachal Azima? You can't do Kasha Zama with them. So Taisus first Taisus says that Malkus is a Kim of Kasha Zama, so you could do Kasha Zama with them. And Taisa's second teretz is that whenever it doesn't not shayich hazama, whenever it doesn't pass the inyan of hazama b'chlal, if hazah edus, it wasn't in the parish of hazama, so that edus doesn't need yachal azima. Yachal azima is the pshat that since the edus is in the parish of hazama and you can't do the parish of hazama, that's a psul of edus yet yachal azima. The teretz said by edus the parish of hazama, you have to go to mekayin in the parish of hazama. But this Eidus, which you can't do with Hazama, they're not in the parish of Hazama. So in this Eidus, there's no din of Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. So Mele Zakhte Aibazai, by Eide Kedushin, Eide Gerishin, Eide Lasu Isha Lebaila, and the Eidus Nemzon that did is no Malchus either. You don't even have the first Eidus of Taisus. So these Eidus are not in the parish of Hazama, and these Eidus is no din of Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. And Mele Zakhte Neide Behuda. The whole reason why you can't say any Yedeya by Chakiris is because it's Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. An Eidus, which is not Shayach Hazama, and that Eidus, you don't say it in the Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. So why do you give them Chakiris? The same reason why you give Bedikas, to see if they'll be machish each other. Just like Bedikas, they could say any Yedeya. If they're machish each other, it's a problem, but they could say any Yedeya. So Chakiris also, the whole reason why any day is a problem is because Eidus Yit Yachal Azima. Eide Kedushin, Eide Gerushin, Eide Laisi Shalabal is not Shaykh Hazama, the male is not Shaykh that you need, Yachal Azima, And the male, the whole reason why he'll tell you, ask them the chakiris, is to see if they're machish each other, but they could say any yedeya. It's mamish punk lehepech at a shach. But he says the shach can be maskim. The shach we had mentioned earlier says that even mammon does not need risha v'chakira, it still needs yachal azima, still any yedeya is a problem. But that's shver, like we said, because if they're not going to say when it was, l'chay, it's not yachal azima. So the Chayin Nichlum, that the Kana, you don't need Yishuv HaKir, is it? You don't need Yachal Azima. We spoke about this earlier in the Shia. But he says, even the Shach, that's Dafka by Mammon, because the Shach holds Mammon, you need Yachal Azima. But Shankin here, you don't need Yachal Azima, so even if you do need Yishuv HaKir, any day it won't be a chasarn. That's a Chiddush in an Eidah Behuda. He says in Allah HaMaisa, L'gada Eidah Kedushin, L'gada Eidah Isha, Asring Isha Lebaila, they don't know when it was, it's not Absol in the Eidahs. The Beis HaLevi, though, so Chayla Gimel Simon, hey, he argues. He says that this Rivash that we just spoke out, the Rivash that wanted to say, the Rivash held that Eidah Kedushin do not need Rishav HaKira, but the Rivash says maybe you need Rishav HaKira because it's a Din Merumah, and the Rivash says, well, even though it's a Din Merumah, but it doesn't need real Rishav HaKira, you just have to Darish V'Chayka L'Fikaychay, but you see Mefurish that the Rivash Nemdan, that if you would need Rishav HaKira, any day would be a problem. And it brings other ayahs. But what do you do with the Nebudis Kasha? I l'chay, it's not Shai Chazama, so how could it be that any day is a problem? The Gemara says any day is only a problem because it blames Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima, and these Eidahs are not Shai Chazama. So Beis Halevi says three terutzim, three reasons why it's still a problem. First of all, he says like this. First of all, he says, you could learn that any day in Chakiris is a chsarn in the Ikad in Chakira. The Gemara says it has to do with Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima. That's just how to learn up the Pasuk. The Hechrich, when the Pasuk said Chakiris, any day is a psul, because if any day would be kosher, normally you'd have the problem of Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima. But Haint, that any day, you can't answer the Chakiris with an any day, so Mela, you learn up the Pasuk that the Chakiris have to be answered, they have to know the answer to the Chakiris, Mitzad Ikad and Chakiris, not only Mitzad Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima. That's one text. Secondly, the Beis Halevi says like this. He says, Eidah Shiat Yachal Azima is kol two things. One is that the Eidim have to be able to be susceptible to the Einish of Kasha Zaman. That's one thing. And that doesn't apply by Eidus with inherently there is no Einish of Kasha Zaman. Like Taisa says in the second tense, Eidah Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Like the Nebu is saying, by Eidus Kedushin, Eidus Gerushin, Eidus Laisish and Labaila, there is no Din of Kasha Zamam Samil, they don't have to be susceptible to any of Kasha Zamam, because there's no such thing by the Eidus. But then there's another thing, that the Eidus have to be susceptible to being nullified on Yedei Azama. Being an Eid Sheker Eid. The Eidus has to be able to go through the test of Azama. Nothing to do with the Einish. It says two things in the parish of Azama. It says, Being an Eid Sheker Eid, Ashet the Shaka Gufa Shaleidus with Azama, and it says, Vasisun Le Kasha Zamam. So even though you don't have to be able to mekayim the einish of kashas amam, because not chayach the einish of kashas amam with this edus, but you do have to be able to mekayim the ikadin that you could be seis to the edus ayyidei azama. That much yachal azima you need, even by edus kedushin gerushin eloysa avayla. So meila, if they say any day into the chakiris, you can't be seis to the edus, that's a different problem of edus shit yachal azima that you'll have here also. That's like the Beis Halevi, it is two dinim in yachal azima. Yachal Azima means to give them the Einish of Azama. And whenever the Eidus inherently can't have an Einish of Azama, you don't need Yachal Azima for that Eidus. And Yachal Azima also is that you could slug them up by Yedei Azama. And that every Eidus has to be able to be slugged up by Yedei Azama. And then he says a third shot that he names on that he could be there would get Malchus for lying about Kedushin and Gerushin Laisha Al-Baila. So Mele the Beis Halevi's Maskana is that if Kedushin, Gerushin, Lo'eis HaBa'al would need Yishuv HaKira, Avada any day would be a psul, either because that's the Ikadin of Yishuv HaKira, or that even if you wouldn't need Yachal Azima Mitzad the Einish, but you'd need Yachal Azima Mitzad the Abshlag of the Einis, or you need Yachal Azima for the Einish because there's an Einish of Malchus. That's the base of Levi arguing on the Neidah Behuda.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.